Are you looking to simplify homeschooling this year? The heart behind Homeschool Made Simple is that learning should be enjoyed. We teach our simple and inexpensive approach to education in the resources available in our online store. During our summer sale, you can get 25% off any purchase of $75 or more when you use coupon code ENJOY at checkout. Visit homeschoolmadesimple.net/store and learn how to give your kids an educational experience that keeps curiosity alive. You're listening to the Homeschool Made Simple podcast. This is a podcast to help you homeschool simply, inexpensively, and enjoyably. Carol Joy Side has been helping families homeschool for several decades now through her literature-based approach to education. And I'm Rachel Winchester, a fellow homeschool mom using this method with my own three children. Recently, Carol and I had a chance to talk with a homeschool mom in Italy whose life dramatically changed when her family moved from New York City to Tuscany, from a frantic pace of life cooped up in an apartment to the open air of vineyard country. You'll hear how Nicole learned to quiet the voices of the homeschool culture around her in order to create a family culture she and her husband actually enjoy, that of course benefits their children as well. Before we get into the episode, are you ready to jump in and learn more about the Homeschool Made Simple approach? We've bundled our essential teachings together to create the HMS Essentials Bundle. In it, we'll teach you everything you need to know about our approach from the elementary years through high school graduation. This bundle includes four key audio resources, a return to our roots of greatness, a literature-based approach to education, begin with the end in mind, and the homeschooling interview. The HMS Essentials Bundle will help you set a solid foundation for homeschooling simply, inexpensively, and enjoyably in every season of life. And the more than 20 pages of book lists will point you toward the resources that we love most. Use coupon code PODCAST at checkout to receive 15% off your order. Visit our online store, homeschoolmadesimple.net/store, to get the HMS Essentials Bundle today. Now let's get into the episode. Well, today we have the delight of talking to a friend of ours all the way in Italy. She is a homeschool parent and also the editor of a wonderful magazine and Substack that we're happy to share with you. So welcome to the podcast, Nicole. Could you share your last name with everybody so I don't butcher it?
Yes. It's Nicole Brignol. The G is silent.
Awesome.
It's a beautiful name to go for a beautiful lady. We are so excited, Rachel and I, to get to hang with you. We should just make this an every week appointment so we get to be your best friend.
And then you girls have to come over.
Oh, for sure.
I know. Don't
twist my arm.
Don't sit up like that because I will be there. I'll be like, oh no, she really came.
They're both here at the same time. So why don't you, Nicole, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? You live in Italy with your family. Tell us a little bit about them and what you guys are up to.
I am a New York City transplant. I have been living in Italy for almost 4 years. This was not my plan. This was entirely the Lord's. He gave me a vision. Yes, the Lord does do that still. The Lord still speaks this way. And so he gave me a vision one day of Tuscany. And a few months later, my husband lost his job. We had to leave our apartment. Within the same week, we had to leave our apartment. And so we found ourselves in a matter of a few weeks in Italy because the Lord opened the door very wide. And here we are.
Wow.
And you have how many children?
Yes, I have three children, 11, 7, and 3. And we've been homeschooling for about 6 years now. I still consider myself a complete newbie.
We all are.
Yes, right? I agree. It's a lifelong journey. The transition from being the New Yorker homeschooling mom to the living in Italy homeschooling mom has been life-changing. And, it's amazing when you lose everything, how you, in fact, find it all. I think there's this book called, what is it? I think it's called A Dream, but it says you have to sometimes go far to find what's near.
The treasure.
Yes, exactly. The treasure. Right. Yes. Yes, exactly. Carol, your method, your homeschool method has been extremely fundamental in our journey because, It's one thing to have all of the resources when you're living in New York City and you pile everything on, right? Just like it's a very American way, you know, to homeschool when you have so many options, right? Too many, in my opinion. And you've got all of the meetups, all of the extracurricular activities, and you feel like you have to do it all, right? And so I actually found out about your homeschool method around the time of COVID. And it was truly a blessing from the Lord. It was through a kindred spirit in New York City, which was a rarity, the first time I ever met anyone who also, you know, loved literature, was a God-fearing mom in a very liberal city. Because even the homeschoolers in New York City, even the Christian ones, it's still a different world of its own. And in many parts, I feel, in America, it's like you're bringing corporate America to the homeschool experience, where it's about the list, you're producing, you're working a certain amount of hours. It's very regimented still. And, you know, a lot of moms that did homeschool would have left the workplace to homeschool their children, but they were bringing the same mentality to the home. Mm-hmm. And they're drowning and they can't figure out why, but it's because they're treating the home experience as if it were a business. Mm. But when when COVID happened and, you know, all of the co-ops were closed, no more extracurricular activities. And I found a friend who also knew about your work as, you know, for the homeschool. And so the first thing that drew me in was your list of books, you know, that I heard through the podcast. And so I binged on your podcast, I think, maybe 5 hours straight, honestly. A lot of cleaning got done that day.
Dangerous.
A lot of decluttering, a lot of cleaning. I'm like, oh, you're so productive. You know? It was what I needed. And it was, you know, the perfect timing because there was none of the other fluff. And I got converted immediately. And then not too long afterward, you know, we moved to Italy, and it really, really was, you know, just so such an integral part of our homeschool, because here in Tuscany, which is where I live, there are no co-ops. Like, just there's no homeschooling, really. You might have it in Rome or in Venice in the bigger cities, but it just doesn't exist here. And so it has been, you know, thank God I bought lots of books thanks to your book list back home in America.
Yes.
And I shipped all of those books. You know, I said, I got rid of all of my furniture. I gave away all of my stuff. I said, but my books.
Ship the books.
Are coming with you guys. 85 boxes of books. I said, I am not leaving behind.
That's hilarious.
And, you know, our experience here has been, you know, our classroom is Italy.
Yeah.
And, living and breathing is learning. And I think if I hadn't come across your method of teaching and of homeschooling, I don't think I would have been able to live here, to be quite frank. So the Lord knew. It was totally the Lord's plan and provision.
We're taking a break from the episode to let you know that Vogtberg Music Academy is celebrating its 10-year anniversary by giving you your first month of access for just $10. Weekly video lessons and PDFs, live coaching workshops, student showcases, a community to share your progress with, seasonal challenges, and competitions. And it's just $10 to get started. Use our code HOMESCHOOL10 so they know we sent you, and get started with either piano, guitar, fiddle, or ukulele. VMA teachers will hop on a live call with you to help you get your violin in tune, change a string on your guitar, or get you polished up for an upcoming performance. Thousands of students from ages 5 to 75, including my 8-year-old daughter, have used Vogtberg Music Academy to learn their favorite piano, guitar, fiddle, or ukulele song. After just one lesson, you will be playing a song your whole family can enjoy. Also, the Vogtbergs are all about families learning together, so they encourage you to get one membership and have siblings learn together or parents join along. Check the link below and use our code HOMESCHOOL10 at checkout to get your first month of VMA for just $10. Now let's get back to the show.
Rachel, you probably have a ton of questions. Yeah. I'm just having fun, but you Super central.
Yeah, I'm thinking about, were there things about your kids that you saw specifically change, you know, from one environment to the other when you were really focused mm-hmm. on that performance and the results and everything, and then to see them come and have a more relaxed environment?
You know, one thing I struggled with, not only as a homeschooling mother, but as a mother just in general, was I was just kind of jolting my kids into these activities all of the time. And, you know, New York City in and of itself is a very overstimulating place.
Yeah.
For an adult and even more so for a child, sure. Right? But I noticed that, you know, there's this thing that we as mothers forget, that there's that time of transition, right? Mm-hmm. So when you go from one activity to the other, to the next, to the next, to the next, you know, mm-hmm. children generally will struggle with being pulled, you know, from one thing to the next, right? And you're just trying, just get dressed. Why aren't you getting dressed? And, you know, why are you cranky? Or why aren't you cooperating? And, oh my gosh, it's so stressful to get ready for co-op. We're late. I have to catch a cab. You know, this was the daily in yeah. and out. It was,
I have to catch a cab. I've never heard a homeschool mother say that before. I love it.
You know, or, oh my goodness, we're 20 minutes late. It was just so stressful.
Mm. Yeah.
Then conversely, you know, we here in Tuscany, where there was, I mean, the Lord dropped us in the middle of the Chianti countryside. Yeah, just surrounded by vineyards. And I'm a New York City girl. I never drove a day in my life, right? So I said, Lord, you know that, actually. So this must be very strategic. And indeed it was. The Lord planted me, you know, he uprooted me from New York, and he said, I'm going to drop you off in the middle of nowhere where you're kind of going to have your Moses, you know, period. And you have no one but me, and there's no one but you and your children and your husband, and you're going to have to figure this out. And it was a very painful process, but it was extraordinarily fruitful. Why? Because now we had margin. You know, mm-hmm. we would homeschool during the day, and you know, also reading to the children was such an integral part of just us kind of keeping that bubble of, you know, protecting their environment through this very big transition. And so my thing is, when you have books and a math book, you can go anywhere, you know, and homeschool anywhere. It doesn't matter. That's mm-hmm. all you need. And the Bible, you know. Or, and a hymn, mm-hmm. why not, right? Because the hymns really got us through our really tough time.
The hymn would be good.
Yeah.
Would be good.
No big, Nicole.
But we had nothing else. Think about it. We literally had nothing else. And, you know, the Lord, in his goodness, just, he pruned away all of the, he just took off, skinned all of the fat. And then my children had margin to just be. There was margin for them to be curious. There was margin for them to create, to write, to draw, to just wander. Just so many things that they didn't have before. Mm. And I saw them grow exponentially because of this. Whereas, oh my goodness, lack of resources. I'm not doing enough for my children. You know, oh my goodness, they don't have a class. They must feel left out. They don't have their community. And God's like, I don't want them to have a community right now because I've put you in an incubator. He's like, I want you to develop your own culture. This is how it's meant to be. This is how it's always meant to be. Where each family has their own culture, where a father of who is unique comes together with a mother that's unique. They have these beautiful gifts that come together, this synergy, that then creates new human beings that have these very unique gifts. And this is your economy. This is your culture. But when uh-huh. you're constantly like privy to outside voices and outside influences, that culture becomes fractured and you cannot find that culture. You cannot find that voice. You cannot mm-hmm. hear the voice of the Holy Spirit telling you, this child will be this one day. This child will be that one day, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because you're listening to the, oh, this other mom is doing that. Oh, she's doing this. Oh, I should be doing that. Oh, my goodness, I'm not doing enough. Oh, I've got to be doing what Jane is doing. And then it's like, then you become, it becomes so homogenous. Mm-hmm. It's just all the same monochrome homeschooling. There is no culture.
Preach it, girl.
But it wasn't, you know, this was the Lord just pouring in. He says, I'm going to show you. This is what he says, right? If we only would allow him usher us into the uncomfortable, into the wilderness that so many of us run away from, but it's there that we grow. We just want comfort. We just want to feel like we fit in. We want to feel, you know, like we're not meant to produce, not as women, not as human beings. We're meant to bear fruit. And the only way that the Lord tells us to bear fruit is by abiding. The only way that you can abide is to have margin and to be still and to have quiet.
Yeah.
Not when you're running around from activity to activity or checking lists that someone else made for you.
It's not a nurturing role.
No.
When you're in that other, you know, you're wearing Saul's armor. You're not able to be a nurturer.
That's right.
Like you said, you have to be a producer.
Right, exactly. Yes. Right. And even as women, it works against our own biology because we're not meant to hustle and push and muscle our way through our days. We're meant to receive. Mm. You know, and like our anatomy tells us this. We are meant to receive. So what are we receiving? The Lord tells us what to do. He ushers us through the day. He gives us the grace that we need. There's no perfection at all because we don't need to be perfect. You know, he is literally our drink of water every hour of the day when we're homeschooling. You have to rely on him. You have your list of things that maybe you'd like to get to, but then he'll come in and say, you'll do this, not that. This is actually add this, not that, you know. But you have to be in that union, in that dance with the Holy Spirit, and that takes receiving him, you know, not just saying like, this is what I have to do because this is the plan of the day. And, you know, no, you miss out on so much. You know, it's such a one-dimensional way of homeschooling when you're just living by a list. Our best homeschool days are when, you know, I don't know, like when my daughter will make a comment and I'll say, you know, I would love to find out too. Like, let's go down that road. Like, let's nix the list. Who cares about this list? What you just said is really interesting. Let's find out. Or there's so much quiet that I'll look at the calendar on the wall and it'll say, you know, it'll be a picture of a bird from an island off the coast of Italy, Monte Cristo. And then we'll go down this road of learning, oh, you know, I just learned about the Count of Monte Cristo. Oh, where's Monte Cristo? And, oh, what's, you know, and we go to, oh, okay, oh, Napoleon. Oh, that's right. That, you know, and it becomes this organic conversation where me, you know, I'm learning because I went to school in New York, you know,
I'm right. educated.
And, yeah. I'm delighting in this. This is our culture. I love this kind of stuff. This is our culture. And, you know, homeschool should be enjoyable to the parents, especially, no?
It's true.
Yeah.
And what you're describing is what Dr. Moore talked about, letting our children pursue their own interests under parental guidance.
That's right.
So you're very much the cheerleader. But your children are asking these leading questions and you're like, whoa, I don't know about that. I don't even know what that is. And then you're kind of helping them find the resources and the information. And, you know, you're so near Corsica where Napoleon lived as a child. And like so many things you're talking about, the Vieux-Port in Marseille, which is so close to where you are, where the Count of Monte Cristo was imprisoned. And like you are living, like sometimes when I work with expats, they'll be like, well, we're just doing school. I'm like, wait, you live in Belgium. What do you mean you're just doing school? Open the door and go outside and interview your neighbors and what went on historically here. This man was martyred over there. And this was like, hello, you know?
That's all for the conversation with Nicole for now, but be sure to join us next time as we continue our chat and delve into a creative project Nicole has started that brings beauty and quality journalism together in a creative endeavor called Lovely Bits.
You've been listening to the Homeschool Made Simple podcast. If you like what you heard in this episode, please leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or share this episode with a friend. It means so much when you help us spread the message of homeschool made simple with others. Thanks for joining us this week on the Homeschool Made Simple podcast. Remember, Jesus' commandments are not burdensome. What he calls you to do, He will enable you to do. Blessings.